The Arab League summit in Beirut concludes today with the leaders formally endorsing a Saudi initiative intended to lead to a permanent Middle East settlement. Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah presented the plan yesterday. In an unprecedented move, he directed his remarks to the people of Israel, who he said are as far as they ever have been from security and peace. The proposal includes the establishment of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. It also would have Israel allowing Palestinian refugees to return after decades in exile. NPR's Kate Seeley is at the summit site in the Lebanese capital. Is the Saudi plan going anywhere?
Well, that'll depend on a number of factors. I mean, the plan basically provides the basis for future negotiations. But first, the violence between the Palestinians and Israelis has to subside. The plan can't go anywhere until the two key parties, the Israelis and Palestinians, agree to a ceasefire and start talking again. Then the feeling is that as those talks get underway, the Saudi initiative could provide a platform for discussions about a comprehensive Arab-Israeli peace, you know, one that provides security between Israel and all the Arab states. The other factor here, of course, is that Israel has to agree to the plan, and it's highly unlikely that the Sharon government ever would. As you mentioned, the plan calls for the return of all Arab lands occupied in the 1967 war, including East Jerusalem, which the Sharon government rejects. Crown Prince Abdullah also included reference to the return of refugees, and though he kept the language vague, the notion of a return of Palestinian refugees is also unacceptable to Israel.
How was the first day of the summit going?
Well, some people here called it a fiasco. It was meant to show Israel and the world a unified Arab position around the issue of peace, but instead the gathering turned into an Arab squabble. Essentially, the Palestinian delegation walked out of the meeting because the Lebanese chose not to air a live satellite transmission of a speech by Yasser Arafat from his headquarters in Ramallah. Now, the Lebanese claimed that they did so for protocol reasons. They wanted all the Arab delegates present to get a chance to talk first. So his broadcast was put off. The Palestinians got angry. They saw it as a snub. And even the Saudis demanded an apology. The speculation is that Syria, which has a great deal of influence over Lebanon, you know, the conference host, was probably behind the decision not to air Arafat during the first part of the conference. Syria and Arafat have long been at odds, and as petty as it may sound, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad probably didn't want Arafat to steal his thunder. So in any case, the dispute was smoothed over, the Palestinian delegates are back, although it remains to be seen if Arafat's speech will be aired today.
Isn't the significance of the summit reduced by the absence of the leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinians?
Well, there were a lot of no-shows, and just to go over them, you know, Arafat stayed away because of travel conditions imposed by Israel. The key moderate Arab voice, Hosni Mubarak, whose country was the first to make peace with Israel, also chose not to come, reportedly in solidarity with Arafat. Then yesterday, at the start of the summit, we learned King Abdullah of Jordan would also not attend because of a alleged sore throat. Now, there's speculation that Abdullah and Mubarak stayed away, knowing that the kind of disputes we saw yesterday would occur, and they didn't want to have anything to do with them. But in any case, you know, there has been concern that the absence of these leaders might dilute the impact of Arab endorsement of the Saudi initiative. But all three, you know, Arafat, Mubarak, and Abdullah have already publicly endorsed it. And ultimately, what will determine its fate is the ability of the Palestinians and Israelis to start talking again.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Beirut.